Good morning. My name is Ramsey Hoge, and I'm going to be presenting about a project to gather a database of locally issued public health rules and regulations in the state of Ohio. And my interest in the topic started as I worked on this project during my MPH program at Case Western Reserve University. So before I get started, the following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. I have no relationships to disclose. So local public health law and regulation has been a source of innovation to deal with all sorts of public health problems. So we see policy or law developing at the local level related to clean indoor air, trans fats, and other food safety issues, and all sorts of other kinds of issues that localities face when they try to assist in making their people healthy. So these programs often can become expanded to the state, federal, or sometimes worldwide levels. So clearly there's some value to be gained from looking at what localities are doing with respect to their public health law and regulation, and assembling some sort of resource for people who want to look into that information to easily find it. But unfortunately, we see a lack of easily accessible information about what's going on in the local level, particularly as you'll see with some rural localities where they may not have a lot of resources to publish their law or even make it available in electronic format. So this project was designed to get started in addressing that issue. So the goal of the project was to collect data from Ohio's county and municipal public health departments. We were looking for copies of local ordinances or rules issued by the public health authorities, both on the county level and at the municipal level. We also did some qualitative interviews with officials at the public health departments about the nature and frequency of their lawmaking or rulemaking, their cooperation between the state legislature or the state public health department, and cooperation between the counties and the municipalities within those counties about public health law. We also looked at enforcement operations. How do they enforce? What are their enforcement priorities? How frequently do they enforce public health regulations? We looked at their, like I said, their priorities and also the barriers that they face to making new law or enforcing existing law. So the first part of the project was to collect locally issued rules. Currently, we've collected about 66% of the 87 counties in Ohio. We've collected their locally issued rules, though I should point out that not all counties adopt their own rules. They enforce only the state-level rules, or in many cases, the local rules are simply copied from what's issued by the state. And there's also some local rules from time to time are preempted by state-level rules. We've collected fewer of the municipal health department's rules. Generally speaking, what we found is that the municipal health departments do not issue their own rules, but go through the local town council to enforce the city's ordinances or to issue public health ordinances. As far as the qualitative interviews go, we were able to collect or do interviews with 96% of the counties and 100% of the municipal departments participated. Again, I should mention that the quality of the interviews varies. Some officials are very forthcoming with information. Some of them were not, able to take the survey or were sort of monosyllabic about what they did have to say. So, clearly, there's some more follow-up to be done for those interviews that didn't get high-quality data. So, as I mentioned, most public health departments within Ohio didn't seem to promulgate their own laws or regulations, but they mainly enforce state-level laws. I would say that's particularly true with the rural counties, where they have a more libertarian attitude about government. So the large municipal health departments or county-level departments within county-level departments where there was a larger municipality, those areas tended to be much more active in making public health laws or regulations. than did the rural counties. And some of the rural counties that I spoke to were, in fact, pretty hostile about, issuing laws. They had a limited view of their own power, or they said that the culture within the county was just not very conducive to a lot of regulation. So all of the laws or regulations issued by the public health departments came from the Environmental Health Division. The departments also, or at least the county departments, also have a nursing division and a vital statistics division. Those two divisions didn't seem to issue any of their own rules, or if they did have rules, they were sort of informal policy documents governing things like the fees for vaccinations and things like that. So the content of the rules, I think, reflects that they all came from the Environmental Health Division. Most commonly, we see the rules listed here. I heard mostly about household plumbing and sewage, building codes, premise maintenance and nuisance regulations, also trash and sewage collection and hauling. A lot of counties had a registration system for garbage trucks and things like that. We did hear about some food safety and restaurant regulation. Also pretty common was regulation about animals, infectious diseases like rabies from animals, dangerous pets, things like that. Less commonly, I heard regulations about massage parlors, tattoos, and body piercings. I think in some cases with respect to massage parlors, it was about, obviously, prostitution and human trafficking that they were aimed at addressing. So as far as some of the barriers that we faced during this process, the biggest issue was really data collection. Many of the rural areas in particular didn't have electronic copies of their documents. They apparently exist only in paper format. And the paper may have been lying around in some cases from the 1970s or 80s. Since these departments aren't very active, they don't issue new rules and update their websites and so forth. And even on the websites of many of these local health departments is very disorganized. And I think that reflects a lack of funding that, among the health departments. They just don't have time to be organized about this. Although they are required to publish notices of their rulemaking in the local papers. Again, the websites of local papers tended to be pretty terrible, and you couldn't really download the text of the rules from them. So another issue, I think, is data analysis. For one thing, we need to think about what counts as a public health law. A registration system for garbage trucks, is that public health or is that something else? That's an issue. Also, coding these things, how do we categorize these things? How do we categorize a locally issued rule that's basically a copy of the statewide rule? And then, as I mentioned, following up on the qualitative data is one of the next steps that that we need to do, because many of the or some of the health department officials weren't quite forthcoming or willing to do the survey that we asked from them. So another thing that we need to think about is what kind of product or database will best serve the needs of local public health departments? And obviously, a database of what their peers are doing would be very helpful, but also a categorization of existing law and perhaps some other documents like overview documents of the legal power and structure of local public health departments, or a description of the best practices among health departments, things like that we think would be very valuable. And we can work with a number of other organizations that might be interested in this kind of product, including the Network for Public Health Law. And there's a number of organizations in Ohio, like the Ohio Association of County Health Commissioners, that would be interested in this kind of product and potentially supporting this project. So database funding and development, that's a next step. We haven't started categorizing law or putting them into easily searchable electronic format. You know, to do that, we would need to get a comprehensive database, we would need to go and collect paper copies, scan them, make them text-based so that they can be searchable and then categorize and put keywords on them. And in the longer term, we think that this kind of project would not only be valuable for the state of Ohio, but other states as well, depending on how active their local public health entities are. I think that the fact that in Ohio, the rules are issued by the Environmental Health Department, Environmental Health Divisions only reflects the legal structure of the health departments in Ohio and their authority under the law. So I would anticipate that in other states it might be quite different as far as the content of the rules and the scope of you know, what they try to regulate. But certainly seeing that kind of variation across the states, I think, would be very helpful for researchers and public health practitioners who want to look at what's going on at the local level and draw inspiration from that for their own public health law.